As summer rolls on and parts of Australia continue to burn, experts are starting to worry about the longer-term impact of this season's blazes, specifically just how much carbon has been released. Scientists say since August, the bushfires alone have emitted carbon equivalent to almost half of Australia's annual emissions. Now they're calling on the federal government to factor those figures into climate policy. Meghna Bali reports.
When we talk about the damage done by bushfires, the focus naturally turns to lives lost, properties destroyed, and the devastation of forests. But other impacts are more difficult to quantify, like the carbon footprint of the current fire season. A NASA researcher estimates that since August, bushfires in New South Wales and Queensland have pumped 250 million tonnes of CO2 into the atmosphere, which equates to about half of Australia's annual emissions. Queensland University fire ecologist Dr. Philip Stewart says the environmental impact could be huge.
There's a cocktail of different toxins that are given off by different vegetation types, but the important ones really are things like your CO2, your methanes, nitrous oxides, and so on. You also have things like mercury being given off. They will enhance the greenhouse effect as well. They will accelerate global warming and anthropogenic warming as such.
Bushfires are a natural part of the Australian ecosystem, but Dr. Stewart says this season has been dominated by increasingly unpredictable fire conditions, making matters worse.
So we're starting to see these mega fires developing that are absolutely uncontrollable, and that definitely is being driven by drought, and drought is being exacerbated by climate change or global warming. But we are definitely contributing to it, and we are accelerating, increasing it at an alarming rate, to be quite honest.
He says these latest fires are also contributing, and he's calling on the government to include their emissions in its national greenhouse gas account.
We cannot just look at industrialization and industrial CO2 emissions. We need to look at it holistically and not be selective.
In a statement, a spokesperson for the Minister for Emissions Reduction, Angus Taylor, said that bushfire emissions are considered to be natural disturbances and not a result of human activity. He said under international reporting rules, they are not counted towards Australia's emissions reduction targets. Professor of Ecology at the Australian National University, David Lindenmayer, believes that needs to change. He wants the government to rethink its approach to its carbon accounting methods.
I agree that we do need to account for the emissions from fires and, in fact, all activities right across the continent in our accounts, our carbon accounts.
The minister's spokesman also said,
emissions due to bushfires can be significant in some years, but over time the carbon emissions are generally balanced out as vegetation recovers.
There is some agreement on that point. Professor Lindenmayer is optimistic about the resilience of Australia's forests.
I'm also sure that we will see some natural regeneration take place in those systems, given the large number of fires that we've witnessed in the last 20 to 30 years. Once we do have a little bit of rain, we know that some of the vegetation will start to resprout and kick away.
He also points to the ability of some forests to continue to store carbon, even after these latest bushfires.
When we have a fire in an old forest, what happens is the very large old trees mostly killed, although some do survive, and relatively little carbon is emitted. And most of it stays in the forest floor because you've got very big old trees. In a young forest, that's quite different because the young trees are very likely to be completely killed and most of the greenery is burnt off and you end up with lower levels of carbon stored. So really what we need to be doing is trying to make sure that our forests get to be as old as possible so that if there is a disturbance, most of the carbon will be retained in the system.
But fire ecologist Philip Stewart isn't so hopeful and says with dry conditions persisting, that regrowth will be slower than usual.
We're not seeing that regrowth, that green flush and return back to forest systems. How long is it going to take for some of these, which we're seeing high-intensity fires, for these forests to actually recover? Well, you've got trees that are 40, 80, 100 years old, and with those droughts, it's going to take a very, very long time before we see that recovery. And in fact, we might not see that recovery. We can very easily see high mortality. So trees do die because of high-intensity fires.
That report by Meghna Bali.